Hi, it's Chick McGee from the Chick McGee Show with Jason.
Say hello, Jason.
And Jeff.
What up?
Jess could not be with us at this point, but we're here to tell you that the podcast coming up is Bert Kreischer. He was in town a couple weeks ago, and we had a chance to sit down and talk with Bert.
Again.
It's our second episode with Bert, and we could easily sit down with two more episodes with Bert and so on and so on.
And as you'll hear, he wants to be – he wants to live here.
He wants to live –
that's a spoiler alert.
In my house and have a do podcasts every day.
Yes.
And
he's bringing the family.
People send us money and on and on. But I hope everybody's having a nice holiday. Let's see. Monday, December 18th, 6 days until Christmas. Is that what we're looking at here?
Something
it's the 19th. Yeah. So – you got all your Christmas shopping done there, Jeff?
Haven't even started.
Atta boy. Today's Chick McGee Show brought to you by CISO. That's the brand new comedy service that I have it right here on my iPhone. You can download the app, and you can try CISO free for 2 months if you use the promo code PODCAST1 at checkout. And if you use that promo code, it also shows CISO that you love the Chick McGee Show. And the best thing about CISO is they've got name a comedian, and they've got a special of his or when he was first starting in an original comedy presentation. Every episode of Saturday Night Live is up there. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers, all available on CISO. British comedies like The Original Office with Ricky Gervais, that's all up there. Also on CISO, Monty Python, the entire catalog of the Python, the Pythonettes, the Python. I know it's Monty Python and the guys.
I don't know how you could even get through all of this.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so much content on there.
The fabulous Steve Coogan is Alan Partridge, Chelsea Peretti, Amy Schumer, Bo Burnham. They're all on CISO.com. And all you need to do is go to CISO.com right now and sign up for 2 months free. All you need is the promo code PODCAST1. At checkout. That's all you need, and you'll be hooked up. That's CISO.com, promo code PODCAST1. And coming up, it's going to be our second chat this year, and hopefully two of five or six more to come at least, with a fabulous Bert Kreischer. Please enjoy on Podcast One, The Chick McGee Show.
You're not gonna let Jess in, or?
Oh, I didn't know she was in here.
I thought she was already in here. She's using the potty.
Okay. Do those things help with sound?
Oh yeah, yeah, they really. Yeah, I was surprised too.
Really, I tell you what, I got to step up my game with mics because right now I'm just doing handheld mics, but it's just comics. So like, comics can do that.
More comfortable.
Yeah, they're more comfortable with a handheld mic. I would love to do. Todd Glass tried to go wireless for a while, like meaning like just
Lavalier,
Lavalier mics.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. It's just I would have to run the fucking. You know, I'd literally have to run it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It would be cool to be mic'd and be in my man cave, be able to walk outside my man cave
and walk around and stuff.
Yeah.
What do you got a clipboard for there, sis?
Well, because. As much as Jason does, the least I can do is pay attention to what we're fucking talking about.
Well, last time...
I tried it, and I didn't. And so now I'm going to pay attention
to it. Listen, we'll probably just keep this generic and release it post-surgery.
Bert says...
Post-surgery?
Bert said we were going to release it today.
Whatever you want to do. Wait, who's going into surgery?
Chickie's having surgery.
Oh, for your shoulder. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm having certain knee surgery the day before him.
I noticed you were falling apart this morning.
Oh, my, it's killing me. We'll figure it out here. Whatever.
Is it like arthritis or?
I don't know what it is. I called my guy today, and he said it could be a blood clot.
Oh, that's what you want to hear. That's good news. That's good news.
I know.
God. Fuck me.
I did that with my sciatic nerve, and it ended up working its way down my leg. And then I Googled it, and it was like you could have a blood clot and die right here.
Oh.
I was like, I'm driving myself to the emergency.
I had flowers in the sciatica.
You had what?
Get it?
You remember flowers? Flowers in the Attic. It's a story.
We just talked about this. That's the scariest fucking book I've ever read.
Next to the
movie. How terrifying
the
is
movie
that?
Is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Oh, my God. No, she
Oh.
Keeps dating guys, right? I'm eating pretzels, sorry.
Yeah. The mom is a part of it.
The mom is absolutely
grandma,
a part of it.
Grandma is facilitating it. She's enabling the whole fucking thing. And the kids live in the attic their whole fucking lives.
Yeah. Flowers in the attic.
That makes you, it makes you feel like with your kids, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never do that. Maybe I could if the girl was hot enough.
It depends. It depends. Yeah, I don't, you would I don't really know. Have to tell me the situation.
Man, oh man.
I'd have to weigh all my options.
God, that really brought, that movie fucked me up.
It did.
Oh,
it
bummed you out, right?
And the brother and sister have sex or something?
I think I missed that.
You know what?
Sometimes I don't watch
just,
the whole movie.
I just woke up.
I didn't get that, Bert, from the movie. But
no, that was Blue Lagoon.
God, that was the first. That was when I realized I was straight.
Right. Brooke Shields, right?
Dude.
God, was she hot? She's still hot.
I felt.
I almost was going to go Christopher, whatever his name was. Atkins, right?
Big, he created the diet.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no, that was his.
You are full of shit.
You didn't know that?
There's no way.
He is not Dr. Atkins.
Okay,
no, his brother is Dr. Are we recording? Okay, good.
You're an amazing...
Because this is fucking gold.
You're an amazing liar, okay?
I was telling people... I told some lady on TV the other day. She goes, Pacers hat, did you... Are you from Indiana? And I said, I actually grew up with Reggie Smith.
Reggie Miller.
Did I do that on stage last night?
No. You didn't tell the story.
I said I grew up with Reggie Miller. I said Reggie Smith on air.
Oh, okay.
And then they went, Reggie Smith? I went, Reggie Miller. And she was like, really? I said, yeah. No, I'm kidding. I just bought it at the airport.
That's a nice one.
It's a good hat.
The Mitchell and Ness at the airport. Those are nice. Man.
I bought two of them. I love
I don't like hats. To boast, but our airport's fucking awesome.
Your airport. It's shockingly good.
Yes.
I will
so
put
good.
Our airport up
number
against
one.
Anybody.
I think, it recently got voted again as the number one. I don't know who's voting on that.
I was just there this weekend crying my eyes out. That's where I go to cry. Like it's a.
You just drive out there to cry?
I drive there to cry.
Cried in a lot of airports.
Yeah. And so this little, honest. This girl comes up to me and she said, are you okay? And I said, no. And she's probably your age, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
And she said she was flying back to Mexico. She's like, I'm not okay either. She was like, I have to go back home. She was like, I've been here and I've been getting an education.
Oh, wow.
And I have to go home and I don't want to go home. And I was like, that sounds way worse than what I'm going through. And so I was just like, she goes, it'll be okay. Like, complete stranger. And we fucking hugged heart to heart.
That's amazing.
Hugged.
He's just talking to her. She's like, well, that's worse than mine. She goes, hey, thanks for cheering me up and walking away. And this girl going,
wait a minute.
I'm the emotional pincushion.
So seriously, like she taught, like human touch means a lot.
Yeah. Something else.
And she touched me and I'd never seen her before in my life. And then we hugged, like heart to heart hug. And I was like, okay. But then I stayed for like another hour and cried.
You didn't?
But yeah.
So you just, I know you have kind of a secret place you used to go and cry.
Yeah. It's
this
not
is like
place.
Major league crying.
This was major league, like for real crying.
You go,
because I feel
you go
like
to
that's
the airport.
Yeah, somehow it's like you're not alone, but you are. And then you see these beautiful. Like I saw this girl come home from Europe, and I don't want to get all like Love Actually and shit.
No, but
seriously,
you know what? That was one of the Love Actually. Could be one of the best movies.
Okay, you and
ever
your girls
made,
need to watch
yeah.
Love Actually.
No, listen, hold on. My kids make fun of me when I cry.
So I know, I did hear that last
night. That's
wait,
true.
I love crying talk. So like,
okay, you guys, I've been on one for the last week. So
it's
if we
still going on.
This is the third podcast in a row she's brought this up.
I've been crying like a motherfucker.
I wish I could do that. I really do. I wish I could get into.
There's
that.
Something therapeutic about it.
Oh,
for sure.
Okay. Hold on, one second. I won't do this.
Okay,
I won't. But so
you promise you won't do
this?
We
were talking earlier about Opie and Anthony.
Yes.
But so Opie, but I love Opie. I think Opie's fan. He's a sweet. I love Opie.
And Anthony kind of lost his mind.
No, right? Anthony is Anthony's just a regular
okay,
dude
but
who just said it all out loud.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who hasn't wanted to do exactly what he did?
Yeah. Sure, Anthony's great too. Actually,
you know my favorite thing about the Anthony thing is that when he did it, everybody's like, "Oh, what a motherfucker. What the fuck is he thinking?" It's like, "Okay, time to look in the mirror, be honest."
Yes.
Okay, come on.
Well,
seriously.
I'll tell you what my dad said. My dad said the most poignant thing at that whole moment. I don't want to get on a detracted from what I'm remember Time Traveler's Wife. So,
God.
So my dad said at the time, God, what a great movie. Anthony's all over everywhere. My dad goes, you know this fucking guy? And I go, yeah.
Wait a minute, your father looks at you. That's the way he starts this.
Yeah, he goes, you know this fucking guy? We were at my beach house when it happened. And I go, yeah. And he goes, he's a lunatic. I go, Dad, he's got some points. I mean, he's got some points. Like, it's me and my dad talking. I can talk like this.
Sure,
my dad.
Sure.
I go, there is like a weird thing about violence in the African American community. He goes, no, you're being a racist right now. I said, no, I'm just talking. And he goes, no, you and this fucking idiot are the same idiots that are all over this country. He goes, it has nothing to do with skin color. It has to do with socioeconomic. It's not black people. It's poor people. Poor people are violent. That's how it works. Oh. And he's like, and he goes, you need to fucking check yourself. And literally left. And I went, whoa. And then I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't like poor people. Like, that's the whole thing breaks down. I didn't like when I was poor. I don't like other poor people.
Right. Yeah,
I have poor people. Poor people try to break into my house. It has nothing to do with skin color.
You know what I'm thinking about? Don't you, wherever you're living, wherever you're listening to the podcast, don't you either – shop at the nicer stores in the nicer part of town. I mean, you seek that out, or you do that regularly, or you aspire to shop there.
Aspire for wealth. Everyone in this country, it's the American dream. You ever been to Ross and try to fist fight someone for a jacket? It stinks.
My dad, when I was little, my dad was like, look, money's not going to make you happy, but it's going to make everything a whole lot fucking easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay, that makes sense.
My dad's been poor a lot in his life.
Yeah.
And he was like, trust me when I tell you. And my dad's been a humble dude who's worked hard jobs. And he was
so politically, you were raised in a liberal household.
Very liberal.
Okay.
Very liberal.
Okay.
But like, you know, as a comic, you become cynical. You try to go for a joke.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
But the whole point of this story is that I did Opie's show. Well, it's just Opie. It's not Opie.
Right.
It's Opie.
With Jim?
Nope.
Jim wasn't even there?
Jim's gone.
Jim's gone now, right?
Yeah. At the time, I did this.
Okay.
We're talking about crying. So I tell Opie and Sherrod Small, I love Sherrod. And so I say, we talk about crying. I go, yeah, I cry easily. But not as easy as you, but I cry easy. And they said, really? I said, yeah, if you watch The Time Traveler's Wife, if I watch it, I'll cry.
Right.
If I watch the ending right now, I will sob uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And now Opie, this is the thing I love about Opie. He's old school radio.
Sure.
I'll say this out loud. Shock jockery. He's like, let's do it. Let's do it. Like, gets all pumped up. Then I start crying. And you can see Opie get uncomfortable. Like, this isn't what I thought it would be.
Like, he's legit crying. Yeah.
Dude,
like,
I am
you are.
Sobbing, Jess. I am sobbing. My face is soaking wet. You can find it online.
Yeah.
And he videotaped it, but you can see it in Opie's eyes. He's like, this isn't what I thought it would be.
No,
it was
this
like,
is
it's
real.
Like, yeah, it's like everyone's like, let's run a train on this girl. And then halfway through, you're like, this is not cool. It was crazy.
Oh, my
there was
God.
A story.
Way to relate it, Herbert. Yeah. What do you got, Vibbert?
I feel like that is good. That's a good similarity.
Similes are using like or as.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, can do this, by the way. I could live here and just do this podcast.
Let's do it.
If we just mash up our podcast, I move to Indianapolis.
Chick has an extra room.
I have a little guest room. Well, the dogs are there, but.
Yeah. Oh, me and my kids and my wife. Considering we just redid our house, maybe I should
stay.
Wait
a minute. Okay, here's what's going to make you move here. I'm having a giant bar delivered tomorrow.
Seriously, like homemade walnut. Like
a master craftsman,
guys.
Like
we're
raw
moving
edge.
In with Chick.
That's fine. Yeah,
I've got two dogs and a cat. We all live here. I go, guys, but it's about the podcast.
Okay, so I kind of daydream about your wife a little bit, that we could be like sister wives.
My wife, would
the
love
way
you.
She talks about, like the like she's not into microwaves, and she's like, no, that sounds silly.
My wife would love you.
Yeah,
she doesn't like women. My wife's a bitch. Like,
okay, really, like seriously, we're all the same. Like, look where I am. This is what I do. You know, and so I feel like we could pair up. We could do some shit.
My wife is you and my wife would get along amazingly.
Oh, I love this.
Could be like a fucking perfect scenario.
I'm telling you, Indianapolis, you can fly anywhere. It's
centrally
located.
Where's she from?
Georgia. Small town. Grew up in trailer parks.
Oh, hey, me too.
Yeah.
Totally grew up in a trailer park.
Yeah. Like my wife's got
on board
poor people tendencies.
Yeah.
Even like in doing our house, like I don't want to say this. I'll say this out loud, but she'll never listen. She doesn't understand podcasts yet. Like, she bought a tub. Like she bought Okay, so I wanted a certain toilet for the renovation. Okay. I wanted a Japanese bidet.
You know, Toto?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Toto?
That's exactly what we bought.
Okay. I swear to God. I know it sounds silly, but he really knows a lot of shit about toilets.
Bert, your eyes just got huge.
Dude, I got that exact same toilet.
I can switch any I don't know about these bidets, but I can switch any standard toilet in less than half an hour.
No, his bidet looks straight up regular toilet.
Yeah,
you've
seen Isla on
you
it.
You would never know. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I have seen Isla on it.
But so Liam bought... This is how my wife works. She bought the cheapest one they have because she's like, what are you going to spend $1,000?
Yeah, why?
I'll spend $400. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it would break her heart if she heard this out loud. You can feel that it's a $400 expensive toilet. Mm-hmm. Like that is expensive toilet seat. But it's just a seat.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you can feel like when you sit on it, you're like, there's a hollowness. There's not a solidness to it.
Needs to have a base. It needs to have a foundation. You don't feel that.
Yeah, you don't feel it. And I looked. I didn't say anything, mm-hmm. but I could see it in her eyes. Like, she was excited. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I would have gotten a new toilet altogether. She kept one of the old toilets in her house and repurposed it. But their toilet's from 1940 before people were obese. So, like, my junk doesn't fit into it. I got to cram it in there.
Okay, I do have a question about boys and toilet habits.
Oh, I gave legit. Up on letting my stuff touch the walls.
Okay, that's so you don't let it touch. But
it touches the walls. I don't care anymore.
You don't care if it touches
if
the walls.
If I have herpes at 44, I'm fine.
It hangs in there?
I got two words
like
for you.
Like it hangs down. Like,
elongated bowl. You got to go that way.
That's my wife got all the baby bowls.
No,
for kids.
Like that are circular. You can't do that. Yeah, you can't.
For the ladies, that's ideal. Bowl. But for guys with any sort of...
It does feel good when your butt completely suctions to the toilet bowl. I'm not going to lie.
Hermetically sealed?
Yeah, it's I feel like a comfort, I feel a warmth, I feel okay.
This leads you have naturally it. Into my a picture of my junk. So,
while Bert's looking
is this
for
really
that,
you full
let's start
on naked?
The podcast. Too.
I will tell you that it's the Chick McGee Show. Hi everybody. Wow. That's Jason Hofsetz, that's Jess Hooker, that's Jeff Vibbert. I'm Chick McGee, and we're very excited to have the one, the only.
This is my airplane drinking song right now.
Man about town.
That would be good.
All around good guy, and I don't know how he does it, but he manages to party and manages to win over a Chick McGee as far as being a stand-up dude. It's Bert Kreischer makes a return. To the Chick McGee Show.
Oh, I love this.
I thought these guys were from England. I swear to God, I did.
Oh,
but they're not. No,
I thought they were too.
No,
they're not. They're not.
So wait, Jess, are you cool with seeing a picture of me naked?
Absolutely. If you're cool,
hold on. You ready?
No.
Wait, Chick,
let me see it first.
Be by the microphone when you see it. Okay, this is me naked.
I'm gonna immediately look at your dick. Is that normal?
Yeah. Take a look.
That's okay.
Take a look.
I'm gonna look.
I can't believe she's doing this.
Jesus Christ! Okay,
No wonder you have a.
Is that real? Is that real?
Oh, I'm gonna say no. Yeah.
I fucking knew it.
It's photoshopped. It's
That Photoshop is,
you guys,
I need
I was
to get
immediately,
it.
I'm immediately.
I learned how to Photoshop my dick, and I love it. Wait, look at this one. Oh, this one. Hold on one second. This one. I took this one last night. Drunk. Oh, Jess. Look at this one. I look great.
His unit.
Oh my god!
It's a little thick.
Look at this one, Chick.
His unit is being severely
augmented. You guys, I'm serious. That's, when I saw that first picture, I immediately had sweat on my lip. Like I was like, "Is that fucking?"
Time out. Doing this more than anything in the world.
Time out. The best part of that picture is, I mean, you have a very fat, thick one, but you're doing the rock on side of the mirror. Some guy has sent the rock on side. Here's my dick, rock on, girl.
It is my favorite thing I've ever learned how to do.
Oh my god.
My sisters got this app called Facetune, and they were like
I have Facetune.
Oh, do with your vagina.
That's how you do a dick?
No, you just do the widen. Have you ever done the widen or the skinny?
Yeah, definitely the skinny. I don't do widen.
I do widen on my dick. And so it's
this one.
Yeah, Facetune, that's it. That's it.
Delete it, Jess. Delete it.
And so
I don't know what I need wider.
Here, I'll show you. I love this. I don't know if you But like you can skinny up your stomach.
You can. Like, yeah. You can cinch in things. It's
can you
actually
make
wonderful.
Boobs bigger?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
It's everything.
Course.
I don't need
it. I love it. My kids just
that's
make
so
everyone
funny.
Look like stereotypical 1940s Asians.
Right.
Like big teeth and big eyes. Like
so
squinty eyes.
To clarify,
yeah.
That's so funny.
That was your dick.
That's my dick.
But it's only
it was
widened.
Enhanced.
It's widened okay. And lengthened too, sadly.
okay.
But like yeah, my favorite
much.
Thing I've ever done. And now that you have the Facetune app, you can do it too. And it is by the way, I almost posted a picture on Instagram of me naked with just quoting Amy Schumer's fat shaming thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going through the fat shaming thing, and so I was like, oh, I'm fat as well, but here's my dick. And then no one would see how fat I was. They'd be like, God damn it, man. But it's almost believable, right? Like it's.
Dude, I totally thought it was real. I've seen a dick like that before. That's real.
Whoa, can we just stop this conversation?
Hey. No, okay.
You look at
never
mine.
Mind,
you look at mine like.
But
that
looked that. Very real.
Oh no,
real.
It. I sent it to Segura, and and I said weight loss is going cool. And then I sent that, and then he went. He replied back. He goes, "Are you fucking serious?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Is that real?"
That's how a guy would respond.
And then yeah. I wrote back. Oh my God, I forgot to crop out my penis. I'm so sorry. Please don't post that. And then he was like, that's your hog?
I love
lap hog.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so funny because when guys start using terms like hog, they're being serious.
Ooh.
It's like, is that your hog, man?
Oh, and I yeah. I was like, yeah, don't post that. And he goes, I'm posting it right now.
No, if that was, if I was a guy and that was my hog, I would post it every day.
Hell yeah.
And I don't know if that's that real.
Makes
that,
me want.
That would but be my that'd be my letterhead.
Yeah.
just this giant dick across
the holy
that.
Hell.
But there, I don't feel like there's a female equivalent to
giant
that.
Dick
like, industry. There's no way I could take a picture of my vajay and be like, look, and guys think it's pretty.
Side
it's not pretty.
Side boob, side boob.
Side boob's pretty.
No, side boob is sexy.
I would take a picture of any female part. Any female part. You can send me your pinky toe and I'll jerk off to it. Like, I'm in.
Oh, wow.
Behind.
Like a butt?
Behind.
A butt?
Make the behind like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah,
I could
yeah.
totally photoshop your behind to be perfect.
Oh,
dude, I got a picture of my wife. I got a picture of my wife.
See, what you should have said was, Jeff. I just take a picture of your behind in this program.
That, fuck, I knew that as soon as I came out of the bathroom.
Okay.
That's right.
You know what I did? There's a picture of my wife in a bathtub in Australia.
Oh, where's that?
That I have on my phone, and I just – apparently iTunes got a new thing. I did an update. So, like, all your
– uh-oh, you got a message from somebody.
It's my dad.
It's your dad?
It's about
what's that motherfucker want?
It's about a coach.
It's about a coach.
Yeah, my dad lives in Tampa.
Bert,
still.
I'm getting a feeling that you and me and this crew right here in this room and your wife and your daughters and Jess's kids, we start a compound right here.
We could.
Do not, and by the way, do not talk about compounds with me. You have no idea. That is my fucking dream.
It is a daydream.
It is my – no, it's not a daydream. It's a fucking dream.
Self-sustaining compound?
Yes. With people that you love.
Honest to God, you have
That's what
are you doing? What are you doing?
I have an eye thing.
Mess with her
eye. Okay.
You get guards at the gate. You have a gate. You have somebody who goes out for groceries once a month. You have
no. We grow our own.
A school.
Yeah,
sure.
We're growing.
Yeah, sure.
Chick. I'll take your compound. I've thought a bit about this.
Okay.
Probably 1,000 more hours than you have. So I'll take your compound stick to the next level. First of all, we're getting Savannah cats. Google Savannah cats.
Savannah is that like a
badass cats?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We're getting jungle cats. We're getting 20 of them, right? They're living on the compound, just fucking wild cats.
Yes.
Eating mice, eating snakes.
Wait,
no worries.
What about my puppy
dogs?
No, they don't fuck with puppy dogs. They're about 40-pound cats.
Okay,
but they're cool with dogs.
Okay,
and if we're talking about dogs right now, we're also getting Connie Corsos and what's the dog?
What's Connie Corso?
They're real cats, but they look like leopards. Yeah,
dude, Connie. That's my dick. Hold on. Let me go to my Google.
those are safari? What are
Savannah. Savannah.
Those are
Savannah
very,
so athletic.
They're very pretty.
I swear to God, I thought it was like a souped-up golf cart, a Savannah cat.
No, but we can call
our dog.
But we could definitely get golf carts and call them Savannah cats.
Savannah
and
cat 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I would go.
We're going generation one.
Vibber! It's time to take the Savannah cat and run around the perimeter.
I would like to have a golf cart.
Yes, sir.
Damn right.
What is it about a golf
cart? I don't remember the name of the dog we're getting right now. It's a white dog, and it's a mastiff.
Great Pyrenees.
But it's no,
no.
No, 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 no.
Pyrenees
no.
I don't know anything about Pyrenees.
We're looking for animals to Here's what we're looking for.
Give us the blueprint.
Is pretty much like a world we can live in that we control. We have domain over our animals, but everyone else is afraid of them.
Mm. What's this dog do?
I thought you just said it. No, Connie Corso is the wrong one.
Okay. A corgi? How about a corgi? I love corgis.
No, the little stumpy legs.
They can't see over the fence.
Are we guarding our boots?
Corgis guard the Queen of England, okay? She has like 8 or 9 of them, right?
We're not queens. We're kings.
Well, we are kings. Jess,
these are like
we all know she's the queen, but my point is
what is the name of this dog? I can't remember the name of this dog.
They're big dogs?
Yeah, it's all white. Is it like a picture?
No,
here's the thing. It's Mastiff, but it's an all-white Mastiff, and it looks like a Hawaiian pit bull. They hunt. This thing is insane. I tried to buy them, and the guy wouldn't even sell it to me. He wouldn't sell it to me because I had kids.
Pyrenees.
Damn.
Great Pyrenees. The thing they don't tell you, and I love those dogs, Great Pyrenees, they're quiet, they're lovable, but they are nocturnal.
Mm-mm. Really? Yeah, they are nocturnal. I didn't know that.
They raise hell at night.
Okay. So they're up at night.
Yeah. Yes. They scratch and bark and wail in the evening. Yeah.
So they work the night shift on the grounds.
Oh, that's a great movie, right? Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler, Night Shift.
I can't believe I can't remember this. This is all I lived for was this dog.
But corgis have such cute little stumpy legs. We got to have one. Just one corgi, please.
Okay, here.
Yeah, so other dogs can practice murdering people on it.
Yeah.
Are they big?
Yeah.
Are they fluffy? Are they like a pit bull?
I got it.
What is it?
Argentinian Mastiffs.
Argentinian Mastiffs.
Dude, we get 20 of these. Okay.
Jeez.
Have you seen that
picture?
I know, right? Argentinian Mastiffs. It's got a name to it also.
Vibbert's on board.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we get some Argentinian
How
Mastiffs.
How much do they weigh?
You couldn't be more right in saying a giant Mastiff pit bull. That's what that looks like.
Time out, though. You said they're not good around children. Would they mistake me as a child?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's true.
Just that breed that needs to be dominated. They need to be told what to do.
Well, no. So I got on the phone with the guy that sold Argentinian Mastiffs, and I said, I'm looking for a dog, and he goes, I'm going to run you through a real quick test. Do you plan on letting this dog sleep in your bed? Was his first question.
Oh, shit.
And I jokingly said, this dog can sleep wherever it wants. And he goes, all right, you're not getting one. And I went, are you serious?
Failed.
And he goes, I won't sell you one. And I was like, he was even you joking around about it. No, I won't tell you. And then it's so interesting. I also tried to buy, what are those dreadlock dogs, the Commodores? I also tried to buy a Commodore, and the guy asked me.
They're very odd, because I tried to buy – what did I try to buy?
You tried to buy
– but it's like a hunting dog almost, and the guy was like, no.
Oh, a Griffon.
A Griffon pointer.
Really?
And they were like, nope.
That's so interesting. I remember being like, I'm trying to buy a dog from you. And then the guy was like, no, I won't sell it to you because – he goes, do you have children? I said, yeah. And he goes, this is the bad, wrong dog for you. He goes, do you think your dog would ever, your children ever jump on this dog? I go, yeah.
Yeah.
My children tried to stab this dog. Like, and he was like, I won't sell it to you. And I was super bummed. But in the flip side is we ended up getting a bull mastiff, Priscilla, who I talked about on stage last night.
Yeah.
Who's a moron.
How much does she weigh?
130 pounds.
God.
She is the best goddamn dog you could ever want. I mean, just
the sweetest
dog in the world. Like, cool. Chill, like you can hang out with her. You could literally, like, she's a sweet. Like Bill Burr came to do a podcast, and she came in, and she can sense energies. Like Joey Diaz doesn't like being around her. Totally, Duncan Trussell doesn't like being around her.
Joey should be.
Is she Brindle or is she that light color?
The tawny. Is that tawny's with
the brown
face,
and the
black face
Brindle,
and the brown Brindle? And so. I think it's tawny. I'm not sure.
But is she black and brown all over, or is she that light color?
I got a picture of her, I'm sure.
I want to see.
And so she
– to be fair, Joey should probably be put in a 55-gallon drum and buried in Nevada. You know that, right?
Yes.
He's something else.
He's a different he's a different cut of cloth.
Will
you
put
that.
A picture of you and your dick away, please?
I'm trying to look for my dog.
Have you Photoshopped
or
a picture of your dog's
way.
Dick?
Although, no, she's a girl.
It's a girl.
Jess shuts her eyes and she's still
I'm going to see it forever. Yeah, that's never going to go away.
The
never forget.
I can't find a picture of my dog.
Bert's dick.
You think I take pictures of my dog?
Hell,
here,
dick.
Here.
Can we name an episode Bert's dick?
This is her in Georgia, my oldest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I missed it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a good girl.
She's a great dog. Big head. but she's gone through a lot of surgeries. Anyway,
what?
Yeah, okay. Like eight knee
you
surgeries.
You didn't hear this last night?
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit on stage.
Crazy.
Anyway, I don't know where we were talking about this. Are we?
You didn't get the mastiff.
We're compound.
We're compound. We're making the compound here in Indiana.
We're also getting lizards. Like, yes.
Way. Yeah, ho.
Komodo dragons. How big?
By the way, hold on.
Going?
I'm not done. We're getting lizards, and we're getting parrots. We're getting like macaws. That
yeah.
Float around.
Okay.
I want our compound to be like a jungle, like almost like that. You go in the backyard, you have a cup of coffee, and like a macaw lands on your arm, and you're like,
okay. The way I see this compound is that you and I are the.
Czars?
No, we're the celebratory. we're the ceremonial heads.
Yes.
Those two are absolutely.
There's definitely going to be times that me and you are cornered with a bottle of vodka going, Jess, Leanne, can you get the dogs away from us?
Help us! We all know you're in charge. Help us! Yeah, that's what I see.
That's definitely happening.
I don't think she likes you don't like lizards or snakes or anything like that, right?
It doesn't
Oh, there's definitely
me.
Snakes. We're going to definitely have snakes.
I'm not scared.
Okay, I don't like snakes.
I don't like mice. That's what I don't like. Of
That's
all
what
the
we're
things,
getting rid of. We're getting rid of all the mice.
If we have reptiles, headsets. We'll be totally fine.
Yeah, we have like chickens and a
Oh, we already got chickens. I have chickens for real.
We're going to be self-contained.
You have chickens?
Yeah,
we're
going to
be totally self-contained.
We got three chickens in L.A., and the eggs are amazing.
Oh, I can't
They're
even
so
imagine.
So good. They're so good.
I got fresh eggs. We all did from Jess's mom. Like
Yeah, for a little while.
Like Yeah, and those are the golden days.
They were so good. Fresh eggs change your life. I ordered.
Out of that.
Bone marrow bones for beef broth, and they're out. I don't get to pick them up tomorrow at the market. I'm totally bummed out. Yeah. Have you done bone marrow?
Compound.
No, it's not going to happen on our compound.
We'll just kill one of our cows. You know they're super easy to hunt.
Oh, yeah. Super, they, not fast at all.
Bam! You just put the gun right up against his forehead, right?
Is that how you kill a cow with a gun? What do they do when they kill a cow?
No, they do with a hammer.
There's a hydraulic... it's used in No Country for Old Men. They use it as a device.
Because it's quiet?
Where it's a hydraulic, yeah, and it's a
pin. But is it a pin? Yeah.
It shoots into the cow's brain and then retracts and automatically kills the cow.
God, praise God, I've never had a handle on one
instantly,
of these.
And yeah, they don't hit it with a hammer.
until it dies.
One guy with a hammer for like a half hour. Good, come on, go down. Let's go down.
This fucking thing won't die. Okay. Anyway.
Oh
anyway,
my God.
Here's what I meant. I'm trying to remember my notes for the podcast. So here's what I remember. Here's what I wanted to talk about when we were sitting at the in the kitchen drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the big – we're talking about advertising on podcasts, which I believe –
we're talking about the general medium of podcasts. And it's only going to get bigger and, you know, people are going to like go in and their iPhone or their smartphone, when you turn your car on in the morning to drive to work, it's going to click onto a podcast instead of a radio show. I mean, that's going to happen.
What's going to happen is there's two things that I think are happening. One, maybe we talked about this last night, but I'm involved with a company called Laughable.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what they're doing.
You kept telling me last night you were going to talk to me about it now.
It's so great. And by the way, I have vested interest in this company,
okay.
So I don't think that this is kind of an advertisement. I'm a podcast
That's
fan
fine.
More than anything. So what it is it's an app where you can go on and you can just type in the person you like, and it shows all the podcasts they've been on. So like
what?
Exactly. That like Colin
this
Quinn.
This sounds
Colin,
amazing.
Colin That's Quinn's a- the comedian of the day. You go to the app store. You go to Colin Quinn. You tap it. And all of a sudden, all the podcasts Colin Quinn's been on. I'm a massive Colin Quinn fan. So I'll tell you what he's been on. He's been on Live from the Comedy Cellar.
It's called Laughable.
It's called Laughable. Okay. Live from the Comedy Cellar. The best of the Anthony Cumia show. Causeversations. The Moment with Brian Koppelman, which I will definitely listen to because he's a great interview. Race Wars with Sherrod and Kurt Metzger. He's been on all these things. So you can go and find all the things that your favorite comic's been on, which I love because I think – and I said this to you guys earlier, but I think that one of the cool things about podcasting is that we all share in our love of this medium. So I will definitely go out of my way to do a podcast that I want to do in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think – by the way, I am 10 times funnier right now than I am on my podcast. And we're having so much fun that I think any of my fans would love this.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of mine, you can go –
and hear this. And then, hey, if you're like, oh, what else has Bert been on? And you're listening to this right now, you can go, oh, wonder what he's like on Rogan. And those are great. Wonder what he's like on Ari or Tom Segura. Oh, and then it also links up to your own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of like, that's why I love this company. Me, Ari, and Greg Fitzsimmons are all working with this company right now. I'm trying to broaden it out to other podcasters.
Yeah.
It's a but it's a vested interest. They want you to buy in. But like
I am very – I would be because I have other interests outside of this podcast, like health and raw food and,
yes.
And beef broth and whatever you want to say. So if I heard you, I would love to hear your take on a Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Those are – well, it's mostly me drinking and getting
– Okay. I can't endorse Laughable enough because I typed in Chick McGee.
Yes.
And it came up with
a good-looking picture.
Albeit dated, but it's somewhat of a picture.
We'll take it.
And then you click on and it says off the air. But then you go – the very latest Chick McGee show, Tongue is Love.
Yeah.
Tongue is Love. It's all
Tongue
set, ready
love.
To go, man.
It's really a cool app, and I would never promote something I'm like, obviously.
And then,
I've been
and then when you find the name, you click subscribe, and it automatically.
Yeah, I'm done. I've downloaded it,
download.
And I'm ready.
You're all set with the podcast.
I would never promote something I didn't really truthfully believe in. And when the guy sent me this app, I was like, I've gotten offered this a lot. But I love – one of my favorite things – iTunes is not – update enough where, like, when I type in Colin Quinn, it just shows his albums,
right,
his movies.
Right, sure.
It's
right.
Like, and you're like, ah, but I want to hear Colin Quinn talk about anything.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about Sherrod Small?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's front page right here when I pull it up.
Well, it's Sherrod is amazing, and he's on a lot of things right now. So for the company, I think it's a broad stroke. But like Pete Holmes' podcast on there. So like I'm a big Dave Attell fan, and the first thing that came up was Dave Attell on Pete Holmes. And I went, whoa, I didn't know he was on.
Whoa.
Like it's like going like, I didn't know that happened.
Right.
That's the thing that's great about podcasts is that when it happens and you see it, you're like, oh, how cool is this? But so many times like comics that you love go on podcasts that you just kind of missed. And this kind of picks it up for you.
Right, right.
The other thing I did is Laughable, awesome. By the way, sent me a graph of what my listening audience does. And for the first 5 minutes, they disappear. They literally they skip through it and no one listens to it.
What's the first 5 minutes of your podcast like that people would skip through it?
Advertising.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So I went, okay, how can I change that?
So you move, you take your advertisements and –
No. I do character sketch comedy.
What?
Can you pull up one of my podcasts?
Well, sure. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you'll hear. This is what I'm doing now, and it's so bad. Jake, as someone who's been involved with radio as long as you have, you're going to realize how horrible this is. Go to the one with Ari and Steve Renazzisi, and you'll just hear exact – by the way, this is me in my man cave with some sound effects and one mic.
Give me just a second.
Doing both characters.
Okay.
If
I go on Laughable and type in Bert Kreischer, that's how I'll find you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I think this podcast – if you want to be involved with the company, let me know and I'll set you up with them. But I think it's a great – app.
And I'm on board.
And then one day they'll sell it for $1 billion and we'll all make $100,000 and we can all
and
go.
And then we can all get to
start a compound.
My
the
new
lizards
favorite,
and the dogs and yeah. Mm-hmm.
My new favorite podcast is That's So Retrograde.
What's
no?
That?
No? No?
Mercury's about, almost in retrograde and I'm
Mercury,
not.
And 19th.
Right. It's starting right now.
It is. Let's hear it.
This is the intro. I always do this.
How far in advance do you want me to just.
You're good. You're good. Just
is
play
this
it.
Is
just
this? Play do you do it or does Laughable put it in there?
This is art.
This is art.
I'm gonna get
baby.
In trouble here.
Wait a minute. You were on.
The British are coming. The British are coming. And Bert crashes at the Wilbur Theatre, January 21st.
What was that you said?
Whoa! <Make fun. laughs>
This is
I
so
said,
meta.
What was that you said?
I said the British are coming.
No, I got that part. The latter part.
I think I said it twice. Do you want the second time I said it?
Are you doing an accent?
I'm doing both of them.
Bit.
Oh,
no.
My God.
I was at the Wilbur Theatre January 21st.
Oh, what will he be doing there?
right now, we need to be focused on the British.
I know.
Great.
What kind of comedy does he do?
Listen, sir, the British are coming to rape, kill, and pillage our villages.
Oh, okay. Is it observational?
All right, cut it. That's enough. You burn it up. And I'm going to get embarrassed. Oh, yeah, but yeah, so I started. I started doing sketches to try to get people to listen to my ads.
That's amazing. I was like,
no one's listening to them. And I was like, if I do something really creative. But you know what's so funny? Still, as many downloads as that got, like that – people just skip over it still. They go,
And
that is so much better than so many intros and so many podcasts.
Like you said, I've been in radio for such a long time, but it's going to take a while until podcasts can be as tangible as they've tried to make radio. Like there's this gadget now. When I read a live commercial for the Bob and Tom Show, there's a gadget that will transcribe it into it. It prints out what I'm saying, and it catalogs and keeps track of everything word for word.
I'm so sorry.
And the problem with prod,
babe,
what
are you that? Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. No, the problem with podcast is it. We want it to be intangible and conversational. Yeah. And
okay.
So the software isn't available right now like it is on radio stations where they can it's really tangible. Like the advertising agencies need to have, okay, they did these spots
for you. Oh, they need to
know
what's going on.
Exactly. And with podcasts, it will take some visionary advertiser and some wonderful podcast to link up and make that a success story until they can have that as the model for other podcasts. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. The problem is so like agents never figured out podcasting.
Exactly.
And they missed the angle on it.
Never.
And so they want to shit on it because they're like, well, you know, I don't get that 10%. Like I know UTA, who's my agent, was a little pissy about getting me a podcasting agent because they were like, where does our cut in this? Because they don't – that's the whole thing. They don't really give a shit about you as a human.
Yeah.
They want their cut.
Right.
They don't care about you. Then fucking jump off a cliff. Go fucking do the road. We don't give a fuck. Die. I don't give a shit. Do I get a cut of your insurance money? No shit. I love UTA, obviously. But well, they're all like that. You got to pick the one that you like the best.
Right,
and UTA seems to be cool with me right now. And so the problem is they don't want to – they don't know anything about it because they really genuinely don't know anything about it. There's one guy I met that knows something about podcasting at UTA. I forget his name. Him and a girl. Really probably the two most insightful people at that entire company from my perspective. Mm-hmm. But the problem is also is that, you know, I guess Dollar Shave Club sold for like $1 billion or something.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, like a ton of money.
And I think Gillette bought them or whoever it was. Yeah.
And then they look at that and they go, so it works. And you're like, no, it doesn't. That's just a fluke. Like in my opinion. I'm not shitting on Dollar Shave Club at all. But
Dollar Shave Club does traditional radio as well.
Yeah. I'm not. I've done advertising with them, and they're, I don't shave. I have a beard. So that's kind of odd that I did advertising for them and I had a beard.
But they've just gotten down a way to quantify in a tangible way.
They need tangibility. They need something to say, this works. And so then they said, well, they sold for this. You have no idea what you're talking about. And I went, no, I do. I definitely do because I'm in the medium. I know the medium.
Mm-hmm.
And the medium for me – I skipped through Mara's first 10 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. I love
11 minutes. 11 minutes I just hopped through.
I love Mark when before he got his podcast. I love Mark during his podcast. I love Mark now.
Yeah.
But I will skip through his first
minutes. I skipped through Rogan's first 5 minutes. I definitely do. I understand Caveman Coffee on it.
Right.
And like the only thing like I caught that Mark mentioned Sonos and then someone mentioned Sonos to me in conversation and I went,
I've heard that before.
I go, yeah, I'll get Sonos. Yeah. Mark seems to like it. But I didn't hear the whole ad. I just heard Sonos.
Yeah.
But like I skipped through Rogan's ads. I skipped through Ari's intro. I skipped through Tom and Christina do a long-winded, very boring, not funny, very untalented. No, I'm kidding. But like Tom and Chris Push do like an intro to theirs. The only part I like is when they make fun of the cities they're going to. Mm. I think that's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
But Tom and I had a conversation. We're like, dude, the way you succeed is fuck your podcast.
Right.
Do you get people to listen to your advertising? That's the thing that they
– So that's my question. When we were out there talking earlier about this, What do you? So we were talking basically product placement.
Yeah. Like that's it. It's integrations.
So that's the thing. You just said you heard Marin say Sonos, and you were like, okay, that's all you needed to hear was him say it, and then it come up in a conversation later and go, all right, I'll try it.
My tech guy, Jimmy, who does our house, he wires our whole house, which, by the way, I thought was such a big gluttonous thing when I was younger. You have a guy put speakers in your house
right.
and do your TVs. Yeah. I can't just put my own TV up. Mm-hmm. This guy, Jimmy, does it for me. And then he said, you know, you can get – I can wire you for speakers throughout the house, or I can just get you Sonos. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Marin just talked about that.
Right.
And literally, it was a stamp of approval. I went, right. Do Sonos. I'm cool with that. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But I heard it's the very first ad Marin did, which should get more money, by the way, Mark Marin. Someone send this clip to Mark Marin right now. Mark Marin, Sonos should be paying more money than your other advertisements because I, Bert Kreischer, skipped through your ads, and Sonos was first, and I just heard you say Sonos, and I bought Sonos because of you.
Right.
That should go to Sonos, by the way.
I want to know what Sonos does because
– I don't know. Well, no, I bought the whole system. I bought the whole
system. It's a wireless. Yeah.
It's like
that's what I want because I have this little speaker that I put my phone on or
it's
I
the
wire
same shit. I think I don't know.
No, if you have Apple TV, you can basically do the same thing. It wirelessly transmits your audio.
I want to be able to hear whatever's on my phone through my whole house.
Two different parts.
I think through the Amazon Echo, you can. Sonos,
yeah,
to
but
it.
I'm not sure about the quality.
But
of
the thing is,
that,
the thing but. Is, we need to be,
But it sends it to the Sonos.
Yeah, it does send it.
We
to
need
it.
To be, we need to be integrating.
Yes.
So like we talked about Tito's vodka.
We
by
love.
The way, I'm a fan of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're a fan of mine, and they send me vodka, and they send me treats for my dogs. They're very big into like animal rescue
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Yes.
They're cool people.
The guy that runs it is I've read about, and
he's
awesome.
The best.
He's the best. Yeah. But. They don't sponsor podcasts.
Nope.
However, everybody listening, they're doing the right thing because they're taking an artist like myself and going, hey, let us just hook you up. Don't ever worry about buying Tito's again.
Right.
We got you covered.
Right.
That's what needs to happen in podcasting is if you've got a product, send it to us. We'll talk about it on the air if we dig it. If we don't dig it, we won't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But that's where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. And if you're a company like – headphones should definitely be – like Beats by Dre, I don't know why they're not all over this. Mm-hmm. Or like
– right.
But I don't know. Booze is the one for me where I go, how is that not – like there's a lot of stuff I drink that I would – I mean, by the way, I'll start smoking cigarettes.
You did?
I would just –
I was like, Bert, you did?
No, but
– oh, no.
But there's a giant multimillion-dollar industry set up for television and radio.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like that set up for podcasts. And they don't understand it, and they don't get it.
They're trying.
What's so funny
but
is that you've been a part of this. Like,
right.
Your integrations, I'm almost certain. Like, one of my best friends is a guy named Cowhead in Tampa.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
And Cowhead has an integration with Bud Light. And he just does Bud Light all the time.
Mm.
And you're like, yeah, where is that for?
Yeah, but he can't live off that. I mean, financially.
We can, though.
Well, I can't make my mortgage, but will you take a couple hundred cases of Bud Light? And,
I could definitely live off Bud Light.
I am a fan of – if I had to choose a domestic beer, it would be Bud Light. Or Budweiser. I like a full-flavored beer.
Diesel?
Diesel. I go diesel.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Full-flavored beer?
She
you
likes
Bud
a full-flavored beer.
So I go Heineken on planes.
Okay.
By the way, I haven't had a beer in probably over a month.
It's a lot of calories.
What the hell is that about?
It's a lot of calories.
This diet challenge.
You and Segura with the diet, right?
Yeah. And so I haven't had a beer in over a month. But when I go beer, I always go Heineken. That's because my uncles drank Heineken.
Okay.
And it just seemed like a festive beer.
I like it.
Like, it's Sunday. Yeah. Let's have some Heinekens.
Right.
When they run out of Heineken, usually because I drank them all on a plane, they go, what would you like next? And my immediate go-to is always Dos Equis. I won't do Sam Adams.
Yes.
This is Sam Adams just seems too rich for me, and I like the owner of Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I met that guy a long time ago. I like him a lot. Just doesn't – but Budweiser for me like doesn't give the kick to the balls that I need.
You need something like a little next thing. What
I
do
guess.
We drink? Modelo.
We drink
you
Modelo.
Like Modelo?
Oh.
We got Modelo.
I tell you, I haven't had a beer. I don't drink beer anymore.
We're not drinking beer.
All right.
I'm skinny.
Then we need more Fireball.
Bert, will you do another Fireball with us during this break?
Of course I will.
Okay. All right. We'll be back.
I had one question thought.
Okay.
Because it kind of bring it full circle. Jess talked earlier about how she met someone she didn't know and they hugged her and whatever.
Yeah.
I could see Bert on a plane making friends real quick to someone next to you. What's your...
I'll take it next level.
Okay.
I got my friend laid from me hanging out with someone on a plane. Mike Young.
What?
I met this girl. She comes back from Nepal. She's got beads around her neck. She's beautiful. At the time, I was young. I'd say maybe it was like 35. Mm-hmm. She was 42. And she was like...
And your friend was same age?
My age, probably. Okay. Mike Young. Mike Young's his name. He's a good-looking guy. He's from Detroit. He's a great guy. Great guy. So we're on the plane, and she says to me, I just want to get laid. I haven't been laid in a while. I'm going through a divorce, and I feel empty without it. And I went... I go, listen. Yes. By the way, I'm super faithful. I don't need to say that out here, but like I am. And I said, listen. And especially then, my wife looked hot. And so she goes,
oh my.
I'm joking. But I am not, but I am. But so I said, I'm married. However, my friend Mike Young is a great-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he's single, and he would totally take care of that for you. She went, really? And I said, yes. When we land, I'm going to do a three-way text and set you guys up. Just go out, have drinks. And she went, really? And I went, yep. I talked about this on my podcast with Mike Young. And so I texted him and Mike Young. And I said, this is strictly sex. Someone needs to have sex. And Mike Young went down, met her at the Comedy Store. They had a shot of tequila and said, I'm going to take you to my house in the hills. Mike drove up to the hills with her. She gave him – I'm trying to be clean.
Okay, go ahead. No, you don't have to.
Blew him.
Yeah, right. She blew him.
They had sex.
Nice. What?
And then they never spoke again. And Mike was like, thank you. She was beautiful.
He's in debt to you for life.
And by the way, that's happened to me three times on planes where I hooked up friends to get laid.
No.
Because I'm gregarious.
Sure.
And I like to have a good time. I like to talk. And usually if I'm having drinks, they're having drinks. And then we're chatting. And then – you know, planes are a very vulnerable place where people will open up.
Yep.
And a lot of times people have said, I'm going through a divorce. I just got to have a breakup.
So you're like a human Tinder.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
I've gotten so many people laid off of me being on planes.
Bert, we need to talk.
I knew he had to have a story, something like that.
Dude,
but even better.
My plane stories are next level. Because I live on planes.
Yeah. We're going to have those coming up next, a part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Wow. That was good.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if I can handle any more.
Brilliant.
I hope you're enjoying another visit we had with Bert Kreischer on the Chick McGee Show, because we sure are. And we hope you're enjoying the holiday season. And this portion of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One brought to you by TrueCar. A lot of people don't know using TrueCar can also help you buy a used car. Did you know that? I did not know. Well, now you do. In fact, there are over 700 dealers, 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers across the country. Whether you're looking to buy new or used, you can get upfront pricing that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through the TrueCar certified dealer network. I think they did a poll among average Americans, and according to the McGee Institute, 8 out of 10 people dreaded going to buy a new or used car because of the process that you had to go through. Well, that's all changed with TrueCar.com. There are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from the TrueCar certified dealer network. And using TrueCar, you can easily find the new or used car that you want. With TrueCar, you connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. And you'll see what other people paid for the car that you're looking for. And then you can buy with confidence knowing that you're getting a lower price. That's TrueCar.com. And when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Wouldn't you like to feel confident going in and buying a new or used car?
Absolutely.
Think about that.
Nothing worse than not.
Most people walk in going in lacking all confidence.
According to that aforementioned McGee Institute, 9 out of 10 people terrified about the car buying experience. That all goes away with TrueCar.com. So visit TrueCar.com and get the most out of your car buying experience and feel confident with TrueCar.com. All right, we'll be back with more of Bert Kreischer.
Yep,
and
second one. There's a dog in your lap.
There is a dog in my lap.
Dog's in the studio.
Ruby, would you like to say hi?
She doesn't talk.
No, she
She never barked. Here, sniff. Can you sniff? No. Nope.
Doesn't like the
she
mic.
She went. Yeah. She bailed.
Oh,
she bailed.
Look at my mic.
Monkey, don't lick the mic. Here's more of Bert Kreischer on the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One. Why are we playing Godzilla? Something, something, something.
Because Bert likes Blue Oyster Cold.
Oh!
Oh, this isn't the Blue Oyster Cold I'd go with, though.
No. Godzilla!
Well, I played the other one. I didn't ask for this.
Oh, my wife's calling. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, let's answer shit. It. Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. You there? Go ahead.
Call me when you're off the air.
Did I make the right decision?
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Okay, I love you so much.
Love you too, babe.
All right, bye. Dude. This bleeds into it, and we can't help. We can't. And this isn't the kind of show where you fucking lie. So
no, it's not. But I want to say that when you were in the kitchen taking a phone call during our break, you said, "That's my ride or die." And
ride
that's
or die, bitch.
Like that's a goal. That's like that's goal. That's relationship goal shit right there.
Yeah.
That you just like. Even sometimes you want to fucking strangle her. That's your ride or die.
Oh, she fucking the. So for the those of you that have just gotten tuned in, we were hanging out. We're having a cocktail, having a snack, probiotic.
Yes.
And I got called with an offer to do a thing. And I'm drunk, obviously. So I was like, and I got very fucking. I think we could all say I was very angry.
There was definitely an energy shift.
It was an energy shift, and I was like, "Fuck this! Fuck that! Fuck that!"
You told someone to suck a dick. I think
I told someone to suck a dick.
Tell him to suck my dick.
But the problem is like I would have loved these offers when I was a child, when I was younger. Right. But at 44, I go, I don't want this fucking offer. Mm-hmm. You know, like I want if I don't. "Quote unquote, make it." You know, like I'm cool with where I'm at. I like what I do. I like doing stand up, and so I just said, "Call my wife and let her make." I go, "Don't tell her I'm drunk."
He said that.
Let go. Call her and let her make the decision. And she just fucking.
And
was
I
like,
think the good news is, judging from that quick conversation, I don't think she knew you were drunk.
No, she did, because later on in that conversation in the kitchen, he goes, "Okay, here's the thing. Babe, you need to know I'm drunk."
I'm going to get really angry. I go,
that's the thing. You really do have to go at some point, okay, seriously, I'm drunk, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm drunk.
Because she knows me so well that she knows that those aren't my real opinions.
She knew you were drunk before you said you were drunk.
Yeah, but she was like, don't do it.
Don't.
Hi, welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show.
By the way, this is the best podcast in the world. I love doing this podcast so fucking much.
Is Bert Kreischer, and he's our favorite guest ever in the history of the world. Yeah, right?
My favorite podcast ever.
And if you get mad about it, it's because it's true.
He was on the Off the Air podcast with us. He was episode 50?
100.
100. Episode 100?
Yes. Really?
Yes. You're darn right. No, that's the time you paid us one of the kindest, most genuine compliments. You were walking around in the Mall of America in Minneapolis listening to a podcast Justin and I did.
That
and
podcast guys, still makes me cringe.
And you were like, oh, my God, I can't turn this off. I have to keep listening.
It's the best podcast. By the way, I ran into the guy that introduced me to that podcast, Andy Bumgardner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
Andy
sure.
Bumgardner does a podcast called Permanent –
Permanent Midnight?
Revelation?
Retaliation? Something like that. I forget.
Damn it, is it Podcast Attic or something? Is that what this guy is?
Permanent Revelation, Permanent Relevation.
It's a cool word, actually.
Yeah. Maybe it should have been a little easier to remember, but.
When they
but I did his podcast last night.
When
and
they
last
talk
night,
about.
He said to me, You know how we have a connection? And I said, no. And he goes, you were walking around the Mall of America and you're like, what's a cool podcast to listen to?
Oh, my goodness.
And he tweeted me and said, have you not listened to Marin and Chicken Jess? And I said, I tweeted back, I have not. And he goes, start right now. I walked around the Mall of America and I was sobbing, crying. And I was like, this is so real. It's so fucking what I like about podcasting. It's so genuine.
Yeah, that's his. The
Permanent Relegation.
Yes.
Permanent Relegation. I just did that podcast last night.
Is that the one with Chris Lytle?
No, Chris Lytle. I ran into Chris Lytle last night.
Yeah, he was there last night.
I ran into Chris Lytle last night, who I, by the way, I didn't.
He'll kick your ass.
I will say this out loud. I did not pay enough respect to.
Right.
Because I didn't realize what a badass jiu-jitsu master that guy is.
Oh, jeez.
Like everyone says. Yeah. Everyone says that guy in jiu-jitsu, you think three steps ahead. He's already four steps ahead of you. Like Chris Lytle's a badass, but we hung out. I did look at his cauliflower ear, and he goes, "Are you looking at my cauliflower ear?" And I was like, "I am,
I am."
Because I googled how to make cauliflower pizza, and then cauliflower ear came up, and so I got obsessed with cauliflower.
It's much more interesting than cauliflower pizza.
It's so. Have you ever seen them drain those ears?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's all about draining. It's all about draining.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You got to drain it every night.
So that's the thing is that I'm trying to stay up on it because my son Max started wrestling again. Yesterday,
that's
actually.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm just like, drain those ears. Dude, like you can't.
You gotta,
do this.
You gotta wear the muffs. Or
yeah,
whatever.
But even if you wear those the muffs, you can still get the cauliflower ear.
What?
Yeah. You know what's amazing about this is we started somewhere and I don't know where we are anymore. Like it's so over. Crazy. I over. Love
my favorite cauliflower ear wrestling gear story is the World According to Garp when.
Oh
he wants to become a wrestler because his father was a. A jet pilot, and he wore headgear.
Gotta watch that movie over again.
So he wanted to be a wrestler because he wanted to wear headgear like his dad.
Am I getting my movies confused? Is he getting his dick sucked in the driveway?
No, it's Garp. That's okay. Garp. Absolutely okay. Garp.
I gotta watch that movie. I'm watching it today. All I remember is that
do you remember
there was,
that?
All I remember is that someone had been a Tourette gunner.
Okay.
And gotten in an accident.
I didn't remember that part.
The nurse would fuck him.
Oh yeah, she would. She'd give him hand jobs.
A little handy.
Yeah.
Quick handy.
Make him what she's talking about
in the driveway. Yeah. They got rear-ended by
the
a car.
Wife is giving her lover a blowjob,
and the husband comes home
and lets his kids drive the car, and they rear-end her in the driveway while she's giving her.
So for the rest of a couple of years, she has to wear
dies. One of the kids dies in the accident.
This is all John Irving. It's
Whoa.
Not us. Yeah.
Yes. Whoa.
It's going to fucking blow your mind.
And
I'm rewatching this. Hold on one second. I'm texting my wife right now.
No, it's,
I would love to watch that with my wife.
Yeah, well, and extra special tears. Robin Williams is in it. And it'll kick your ass before he passed away. And
what sucks about the Robin Williams is that I always try to measure what I say. I don't know if this is going to be one of those things. But he was a very accessible dude to all comics. Like, yeah. This guy would show up
He never lost that. I mean, after he won his Academy Award, I mean, everything. Oh. He was just so – he never forgot that. You know, if I talk to whoever doing stand-up, they're going to – oh, man, I talked to Robin Williams tonight, you know?
It's a little bit of like – what you love about great comics. Like, I'll say Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, all of them. I don't know. Maybe it's part of the fraternity being a comic that where you go – and I don't mean fraternity like to be misogynist, but whatever. The thing about being a comic is that like you never forget where you came from. And they like Robin Williams would just show up at comedy clubs in San Francisco and be like – and hang out and go, can I do a guest set? That's what I heard. I don't know that personally, but I can tell you one time I was at the Dayton Funny Bone and Dave Chappelle just walked into the green room
Dave
room.
Dave lives right there.
Yeah. He walked in when I was getting paid. And
long ago was this?
Oh, it's got to be a little bit. I don't know. I'm really bad with time. Maybe like
– post his show?
Oh, post everything. Like it was when – but I knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew who he was.
Yeah,
and I was just blown away. I was like, it was like seeing a great white shark, and I've seen him a couple times. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, whoa! Yeah.
You forgot how great a stand-up he was or is until he did that set on Saturday Night Live, and he was so comfortable and so funny and so fresh and just organic and wonderful.
And you got to look forward to 3 1-hour specials on Netflix next year.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I'm just being real.
Look.
He's amazing.
He is such an odd. I mean, bless his heart. But I think you know they came at him with I don't know how many millions of dollars.
So many. 60 million. 40.
Yeah, it was 60
and
that, million.
And that's what they just freaked the shit out of. I mean, you can't blame a guy for being scared.
This is my opinion. By the way, you're never going to meet a bigger Dave Chappelle fan.
Sure.
But he's had these in the vault for how long?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard one was new and two were old. Is that?
Two are old. Yeah. So don't, like, my thing is, like, measure it. Like, I'd assume the stuff you're going to see on the older ones is not going to blow you the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
It may because it's Chappelle, but yeah, the new one will be good.
Yeah.
Like, right. I'm just being real. Like, Dave, like, listen, if I watch Bill Burr's old specials, I'll love them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be, like, blown away the day I was when I saw them.
Sure.
Like, right. So, like, the new shit's always good.
Yeah.
And but Chappelle's been out of the game with, like, specials for a while. Same thing with Chris Rock. Yeah. Like, I think he signed a deal.
Yeah, he signed a deal, too.
Just,
yeah.
Just like, the way you discovered Tom Segura is that's original.
Yeah.
Like, the way you discover someone, you're like, oh, fuck, this is my brand new favorite comic. You have expectations with this, Chappelle, and you're literally like, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Just fucking enjoy it. Like, right. And then the new one will be the one that will blow you away.
Okay.
But I think I'm drunk. Keep going.
No, that's the way I found Louis one night. I was, you know, just wandering around on HBO, and I saw this, and it was so different. And so yeah, you know, I was like, well, you know, Louis, he said – you know, my two-year-old, she's an asshole. You know, I mean, and nobody had ever, you know, thrown their kids more or less under the bus like that. But it's true. There's not any parent listening right now, you know, that fucking two-year-old, she's a fucking ass. She takes your shit. Yeah. She vomits. She shits everywhere. I mean, it's the same.
I'm going to be honest. This morning, Addie told me, she said, and I'm not proud of this, but I'm going to be real. She was like, she has to read to first graders today. She's in fifth grade, and she has to read to the first graders. And she was a little nervous about it. And so she has her puke bucket, which says puke bucket on it, and she's like this, and she's holding it. And I was like, you're full of shit. You're going to school. And I was like, in a second, I was like, I probably shouldn't have said that because maybe what if it's legit? And then the second, and I was like, no, I'm going to talk to you like you're a real person. Right. You're full of shit. You don't want to go, and you're going to school.
Yeah.
And so I felt bad, but...
But it turned out you made the right call.
Well, the nurse just texted me, so I don't know if I did.
Oh,
geez.
She threw up all over the first graders.
She didn't puke, but she did say, she goes, Addie's belly hurts, and I've already sent three kids home that have puked all over my office today. So,
oh, so maybe she had the legit flu?
She might have a legit stomach flu, which I feel
bogus.
Right?
Way to fuck that up as a parent.
I know. Fail.
I've done
massive
that before.
Fail.
I think the message of today's Chick McGee show is life is hard.
It's hard.
Dude, it is.
Whether you're making a deal with Game Show Network or sending kids to school.
But is it hard? Is it hard?
Or do you
make it hard? Yeah. You get caught up in the shit that you think you should do as opposed to the things that you really want to do. Because in my opinion...
You don't want to start this fucking conversation with me.
No, No, I'm saying, like, I do shit every day. I wake up doing shit I don't want to fucking do. I wake up doing it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, I do it because I love those little fuckers, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So inevitably, I'm doing what I want to do. Would I rather sleep in? Yes. Would I rather be drunk?
Yeah.
Yes. Would I like to smoke? Yes. But I'm not doing any of those things because I love them more than I would rather do that.
Yeah, but.
But.
Like, right now, I am so happy.
Okay.
Like, I'm being serious when I say this. I don't know why, but like I'm so happy. I love this. I don't feel I'm not tethered to anything, and I'm myself right now. But I'm drunk also.
Well, but you don't feel put upon. We're not expecting anything from you.
There's no expectations of my words. Like those words I just said, I knew I didn't need a laugh. We could talk.
Yeah.
But
we learned a long time ago here on the podcast that expectations will fuck you up.
Yep.
Oh, yes. However, I'm not with my kids. I feel like a shit dad. There's a lot of things on me that fuck me up where I go. It's the same reason I can't watch Time Traveler's Wife because I fall apart because I go, I'm having fun. Like my wife just called and I go and I just was like, I'll talk to you later. It's like a flippant. I think it's what I like about what you guys do. But at the same time, it's like it fucks with your head. Like where you go, what about me? You know what I mean? Like you're like, what about this guy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm way on the other side of the spectrum. Like I think I'm go ahead. What were you going to say, Jess?
No, it's like it. You're living in parallel universes simultaneously.
It's like I have a different family.
It is. You have this whole.
Well, but if you didn't,
your wife and the girls, and that's what you do. And then you have this whole other thing.
That's a connection, right?
And you can absolutely do both. Like, why is it? Right. Why not? Why can't you?
I can't. When I'm living at home,
you can't do both of them 100%.
No,
like you just that's a truth.
Like I can get off the rails when I get with you guys. Like I love this. I love this more than anything. I've said this like 9 times on this podcast. I swear to God, I'd move here and just do this podcast. But I don't know. I think my kids would expect more out of me. I know that when I don't drink, I've measured myself so that I don't show everyone how good I'm feeling, because then my wife's like, "Whoa, you've had the dog this morning," and I'm like,
"Uh-oh,
yeah." Now all of a sudden, everything's expected of me. Like I'd rather just be a piece of shit and sleep in. But you feel better. I don't know.
I don't know. Right?
What were you gonna say?
No, I because Bert, you always have so many stories. I want to know when we were talking about game show stuff. And I'm not wanting to play a game show here, but I want to play a game and just throw out some phrases or words of things. Sure. And I bet you have something that you can come up with.
I'm certain I do.
And they're very random.
Okay.
I was thinking of these on the way over here. Is that okay, Chick?
Sure. Go, okay. Go, man. Go.
Smoked meats.
Smoked meats?
Yeah.
So after I went skydiving with Rachel Ray. I love her to death. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm talking shit about her. But
No. You talked about very highly of her.
I love her to death. A lot of times.
I saw Rachel Ray. I'm not sure what network she was on, but she wasn't at the success level.
She's probably with Food Network.
Some smaller network. And I saw her, and I was absolutely captivated by her energy and her sincerity.
That smile.
And her realness and her smile.
She's a perfect chick. She can.
Yeah.
You take her on a date, she's never going to spend more than $40.
Right. And she's so happy with herself. And
I love her.
And, yeah, she's the best. And she likes Bob Schneider. So, you know, you can't.
So get to the meat.
You can't go wrong. Some...
So Rach would often call me up when there wasn't a segment she didn't want to do herself. She'd just go, "Hey, Bert, can you do this for me?
Oh, okay. For you. Not with her, but for her.
Sometimes with her.
Okay.
With her. But by the way, I'm speaking for Rachel. I don't know if this is her exact thoughts, but sometimes I would find myself in a position where they'd be like, "Listen, we got a segment. We need someone to do it. Would you do it for us? Or would you do it with Rach?
Right.
And, so one time she sent me this smoked meats place. This place is – I think it's called Oscars. It's fucking amazing. Now, I go in. I'm skinny at the time. I look really good. You can find it. I'm sure you can find it. By the way, the whole point of this story is for one thing at the end.
Okay.
So we go in, and I realize very quickly I'm not good with smoke. Like I get asthma.
Oh, no.
And I start getting anxiety.
Oh, no.
And whatever the thing that they do with the smoke, the carcinogen, that gives me hardcore anxiety. Oh. And I start getting anxiety attacks. And I'm like, holy shit. However, there's this cheese, this white cheddar cheese they have, and this mustard that is fucking fantastic. It's got to be – the name of the place has got to be Oscars. If you type in Bert Kreischer, Oscars, Rachel Ray, does it come up?
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
It's in Schenectady.
Oscars Adirondack Smokehouse.
Oscars Adirondack Smokehouse.
Okay.
Listen to me. If you have any love in your life, you find this fucking mustard.
Mustard?
It's a sweet, hot mustard chick. I'm sending you some
I love mustard.
Chick, you will – and this white cheddar cheese.
Great mustard.
I've never had anything better in my mouth in my entire fucking life.
All right.
What? This is you?
Is that me? Is that me skinny?
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the ride home, I had a searing panic attack where I had to ask the poor PA driving me home to pull over and get a bottle of vodka so I could drink because I was falling apart.
Oh, no.
Because of the seared meat. And that's the first time I learned that I was allergic to smoked meats. So next question.
So but if I brought in a meat that had been smoked right now, you'd be fine.
No.
No?
I found that out
because – Don't do charcuterie?
I do sometimes, but I find that if I eat a plethora of like smoked meat, it fucks with my head.
Really?
No yeah, kidding.
I did.
That's terrible.
Now, that could be psychosomatic.
Psychosomatic, yeah.
It's not, though, because there's things in – there's something very specific in cheese that will fuck with your head. It can cause addiction-like
feelings. Is it the
feelings.
Mold? Is it the mold or –
No, there's. I don't know what it
it's
is.
It's got to be something because yeah. I noticed it, and mm-hmm. I noticed it for real. It's and it was like one of those things where it's like a test case uh-huh. where you're like, oh, this is happening a lot. Like yeah. I should probably pay attention. And my daughter had a panic attack one time. We have a great – I shouldn't say the name of the grill, but I will sell you it because it's so good. It's called Green Mountain Grill. but I smoked some meat in there, and my daughter had a panic attack, and I was like, oh, I get those too. It's smoked meat. Oh, fuck. Smoked meat fucks me up. Next question.
That's weird. High school sleepovers.
Oh, dude. There's nothing better, in my opinion. So, like, freshman year, we went to I think it was called Snowcap. It's like in North Carolina.
Okay.
It was all of us. It was a Christian. It's called youth group or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. We go. It's a Christian thing. We go. We do a sleepover. And I swear to God, I think my comic chops happened at that sleepover where it was like 20 dudes in a room. Like three bunk beds high, and like you just stay up late. And so Sal Carinati gets me, Sal Carinati, Jeff Hartley, Maurice Golson, Scott O'Brien, Chandler Perry.
Remember all these guys.
We all go out and we smoke weed in the woods. It was so great. Like it's like fucking cold. We grew up in Florida. We never experienced cold, and we get high, and then Sal gets too drunk, and he gets caught. And they bring him off to a different room, and they interrogate him about who else is drinking and doing drugs, and he won't rat us out. So they bring him back into our room, and they start interrogating him in front of us. And no, mind you, there's like 20, like 18-year-old, 19-year-old, like 18-year-old kids in this room, and sounds like they go, who are you doing drugs with? And he was like, I'll tell you. Come close to my ear. and Jimmy Kazin, who is our camp counselor, or like our Christian counselor, goes, Sal, tell me. He goes, you promise you won't tell anyone? He goes, I promise. He goes, it was Phil. And he goes, Phil who? He goes, Phil McCracken. Dude, I'm telling you when I say this, we're laying in bunk beds and I howled laughing.
You're a freshman, right? Oh, yeah. My God, yes.
And he goes, Sal, 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 Sal. And he's like, wait, hold on, I'm being serious. And by the way, this is the funniest Sal. I saw Sal like 2 weeks ago. I saw him in Tampa. He goes, hold on. Is Bill's wife here? And he's like, I'm here, Sal. And she comes in. They're worried he's going to die because he's drunk or high. And they're like, I'm here, Sal. And he's like, Jill, is that you? And she's like, it's Jill, Sal. And he goes, Jill, you're a fucking whore.
Oh, my God.
It was so great. It was so great. We were howling laughing.
Oh, my God.
But the worst part of this whole story is that Sal got pulled out. Like at 6 in the morning, they put him on a bus and drove him to Tampa.
Oh, no.
And, dude, that's when Sal's mask came off. And he was like, come on, Jimmy, man. Don't do it to me. And we were all like, we're going back to bed. But, yeah, keep going. I love this game.
Back seats.
I got nothing for back
seats. Car back seat.
Oh, yeah, back seats. I don't know if I have anything about back seats. Mm-hmm. Man, I know the first time I fingered a girl was on the backseat of a Jetta, but
I had a Jetta.
Drive-in,
full circle.
Yeah.
Drive-in, you go to a drive-in when you're in Florida? No?
I did go to a drive-in. You know what movie I saw? A Coal Miner's Daughter.
Just cut the shit, dude, and call the lawyer. That's the only line
God
I know
damn
from
it.
Coal Miner's Daughter.
How crazy is that? Do you remember that was like in a weird way, you like that was a movie that you watched domestic violence in, but at the same time you're like, yeah. It's you know that's the story.
That's how it goes.
The guy was not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh good Lord.
How do you make excuses for that? Because it was Coal Miner's Daughter.
Look. If we're gonna be honest, have to make excuses for it because it was the 40s or whatever, the 50s.
Where it was okay. The same time it was okay to beat the shit out of your kid,
dude.
Yeah.
We talked about that
last night.
Beat your neighbors.
That is absolutely the truth. When you got a if you got whacked at school, which I did.
Yeah.
You got whacked at school, you got whacked at home, and it was okay for the neighbors to beat the shit out of you when you were a kid. Absolutely.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah, we did. I'm 35 And I remember in kindergarten, a kid pulled a chair out from underneath me. Mm-hmm. And I had to go down there, and they whipped his ass in front of me.
Yep.
That's crazy.
But it's crazy now.
It's crazy now.
When it happened to us, we just witnessed it.
Yeah, when he pulled the chair out from under me and I fell on my ass in front of everybody in the class, I was ready to watch him get his
ass.
That's
frontier justice, though.
Frontier justice. You know what's sure so is. Crazy is that, you know, and I don't think the problem with this country right now, that's a big statement. Like, millennials don't know the life we lived. Mm-hmm. It's an arrogance. Mm-hmm. It's an arrogance to go like, oh, these are my thoughts. And you go, yeah, but I lived a different life. Like, right. I definitely
For us to think different things.
Me and Edward Collins got into a fight in first grade, and I got paddled in front of him.
Yeah.
Because I was deemed to be more powerful than him. Like, he was a nerd, I guess, mm-hmm. what you'd say. And so they assumed that I started the fight. I did not. Edward did. And they paddled me in front of him. They bent me over, and I had to face him, and I got hit with the paddle.
And humiliated you.
By a grand – yeah. And
oh,
like,
my God.
That's part of my fucking core.
That shaped you, yeah.
That's part of my core. Yeah. Like, don't ever say that when I say shit that sounds uncomfortable to you, that's who the fuck I am. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit happened my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, I got slapped in the chest by a priest when I was in ninth grade. And in front of my mom, and my mom didn't say a word. Yeah. She went, "You must have deserved it." Mm-hmm. And but that's, you know, that's the problem with millennials. I say millennials. That's a broad stroke. But like, the problem is that's, you know, we lived a very different life.
Our parents didn't stand up for us at every fucking turn.
Never.
I'm sorry, but my dad, whenever I got in trouble, my brother got in trouble, he'd go, "What did you?" Or when somebody else, I'd be like, "Dad, what?"
Oh.
I was like, "This motherfucker." And my dad goes, "What'd you do?"
My dad would say that all the time. What did you do?
What did you do? I didn't fucking do anything.
I go, "Yeah, I'm a fucking innocent.
I didn't do anything.
The Iraq war broke out, and I came and I go, "This is fucking bullshit." My dad goes, "Go to your room until you're not a fucking moron." And I went, "Really?" And he goes, "You watch the news until you're not a fucking idiot." Mm-hmm. And I went to my room and I watched the news and I was like, "Oh, this Saddam Hussein guy doesn't sound so good." And then I came downstairs and I apologized to my dad.
Yeah.
And I said I was wrong about the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
And but we
shouldn't go to Vietnam, though. That's what you should.
That's what I was thinking in my head. I don't know. There's a lack of respect for elders in this world, I think, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I say that because I'm old. You know, but I feel like I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Next question.
The middle finger.
Middle finger. First.
The middle
time
finger.
Ever, first time I ever gave the middle finger. Trent.
You
Arnold.
Cut somebody off in traffic? No.
No. No. No.
Oh,
no,
way
no.
before then.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, this ties in with. Do you remember when the mooning people was a cool thing?
Oh,
yeah.
I did it all the time.
No one moons anyone anymore.
No, she's why queen, is that? Why
she's
is that a
queen
thing?
Of mooning.
Because you go to jail if you do it.
Well,
now.
I can tell you the last
now?
Time I mooned.
Yeah.
The last time we used to skip school and drive through the Best Buy parking lot, and I would just stick my ass in the window and knock on the window and yell at people, and we'd laugh our asses off. And then I was at a birthday party at my best friend's house, and she lines all the kids up outside of the front in the front yard and takes a picture. Well, the line of kids ends at the window, so I'm in the house and I stick my ass in the window. This was like 5 years ago.
And it got in the picture.
It's like all the kids and then my ass in the picture.
Oh. I was at Trent Arnold's house and I flicked off somebody. And I guess someone got a picture of it. Now, you got to realize this is like 1981.
Capturing this moment.
Me flicking someone off with my face in it was so precious. Like, you got to realize, like, that, you know.
That sounds very lovely.
Very seldomly would you ever get a picture of your child going, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And my mom, like, didn't rat me out to my dad, but she told me about like, how important that was and what that meant. That was when there was, like, weight to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no weight to the fucking world anymore. So we played Admiral Farragut in basketball, and they beat us. And they beat us handily. Like, they And so on the ride out, I mooned the team. In the bus, I pulled my pants down, I mooned the team. And someone got a fucking picture. And my mom got a hold of the picture and was like, "I thought I told you about this."
Oh.
By the way, this is like a solid
like 7 years difference, like 6 years wow. difference from when I flicked her off. And I was like, I thought we were past that. And I got in so much trouble. It like went, I guess viral is the word the you use within, yeah. within my school.
Yeah.
But it's me mooning Admiral Farragut was like fucking through the roof. And I got in so much trouble. But it all started with that one finger from Trent Arnold's house. Next question.
$50.
$50? I my only thing about that real quickly. This is like a Rube Grobo thing is Bart Simpson calling them fins. And to this day, I call $50 a fin.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I always call $50 a fin.
Have you watched all the Simpsons episodes?
Yeah, my daughter just got into it.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
They're so fucking good. Yeah. And then then I was like, oh, I'll introduce him to Family Guy.
Right.
But Family Guy's so grown up mm-hmm. that you can't.
It's another
like,
level. Yeah. It is for sure. I remember my dad not letting us watch Simpsons for a little while. And then he took us to what was it? Like something about drinking in Compton while you're – like that movie.
Oh. Don't be a menace in Southside while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yes. My dad took me and my brother and two of our friends to this movie. And we get in. We sit in the movie's eight. And the movie starts. And my dad was like – he looks at us and he was like, we really should just leave.
Oh, I remember going to – I remember seeing Fletch in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
And great Jaws. Movie. Oh, Fletch is great, but if you're – 10.
Yeah, right.
And Jaws.
Yeah, and Jaws. Oh, yeah.
I saw Jaws in the movie theater, and I was like, maybe I didn't.
We saw that movie, and then after that, my dad was like, fuck it, watch whatever you want. It doesn't. We used to watch Andrew Dice Clay. We watched that a lot.
Ford Fairlane?
Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Yep.
And I
watched it as an adult, and I was like, what the fuck were you thinking? How did you let us watch that? And my dad's like,
The thing I'm talking about this whole, and I'm sure we've told everything about it, I don't remember, but like this whole thing is like, Andrew Dice Clay is doing like a new cooking TV show.
Who is?
Andrew Dice Clay.
He is?
Yeah, and on ABC, it's like cook if you want to. It's like dance if you know how to dance.
Oh, okay.
Same thing, Dancing with the Stars. I like Dancing with the Stars. I just find it to be shallow. Yeah. And Andrew Dice Clay is so brilliant. He is so brilliant that no one knows how brilliant he is. Legit. I swear to all my children, this guy could tell you a story about nothing that he did that day, and you would be howling laughing.
Right. Yeah,
but I just hate the fucking the thing of celebrity of like
to dumb it
of
down.
Like, yeah, of like he's on a contest, and then the camera cuts to him, and he's like hickory dickory dock, and everyone goes ow! Like I fucking hate that. I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to you saying talking about doing these television shows and game shows and stuff. Like you said, I love being here. I love doing this because this is real. And people, and that's what bothers me is that networks really do assume that people don't like this part of it.
Mm.
Like they're like, no, it needs to be scripted and it has to be a game show and there has to be this. Ugh. When in all actuality, people love reality anything right now.
Well, they love
honest, organic.
There's
nothing more real than this, right?
Funny
here.
Conversation. Right. Yeah. I mean,
a little bit of, like, this is sad, but truth be told, a little bit of celebrity, honest, organic.
Sure.
But, I mean, they can't hold any of this in their hands. They have everything Led Zeppelin ever did, they have every music, every song that's coming out, they have it in their hand. They don't have to listen to, you know, I hope they play my favorite song.
It's a part of that and a part of this. It's like you do want to see a little bit of the thing you like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I the thing I like, I'll tell you personally, the thing I like about this podcast is I feel very comfortable being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't feel that everywhere. Like I would love Rogan to death, but I would never be this guy on Rogan. Like not. I'm always 100% honest on him, but like. Like, I could totally cry on this podcast, and I would never be bothered by it. But I realized that if I did Tommy Buns or mine or – I've cried on my podcast. But if I did Rogan's and it cried, then people would definitely be like, what's up with that guy? Like, you know?
But I think that's okay. I think that's okay to acknowledge that there's versions of you. And you don't have to be every version of you all the time.
But I think some – fans.
No, there are people, and he knows what he has to be when he has
to
be.
They don't want that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you experience that on the regular.
Absolutely.
Like people come towards you, and chicks going, "Oh fuck, what are they expecting? I need to meet this expectation." That's unfortunate.
But that's what I like about chick. I do.
He's going to say what he likes.
Yeah. No, but I like that. The thing that me and you connect on is that, like, we're both the same dude. Like, very similar. We really
different
are.
Different points. I think so. Yeah.
I put on the shoes you gave me the other day to take my daughter to school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, they fit so comfortable. And I kept the whole walk. We walked to school. And I thought, I wonder if he felt this way when he walked in them. Like, it's so bizarre to say, but like you go.
A connection, sure.
Yeah, like I wonder if like we felt the same way when we walked in them. And I didn't put my inserts in them because I have plantar fasciitis.
Oh,
like I just walked with those regular inserts. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. And I wonder if that's what happens with people when they listen to podcasts where they're like, oh, I'm there with them. No inserts. I'm just there.
Right.
You know?
Right. I've always felt that like a good radio show or a good podcast is like a club. It's like a family, I guess. And if you miss an episode or if you miss a conversation, you feel like you're not only letting yourself down, but you're letting the people you're listening to down. It's like, oh, I wasn't part of that meeting. I wasn't you know?
Actually listen.
It's a connection.
Yeah, to actually listen for the sake of listening as opposed to going, I'm going to take whatever personal feelings I have and attach it to this podcast and make it mine. You don't have to necessarily do that. You can actually just be in the moment and listen to people speak. That's okay.
Yeah, the podcast, we were talking about podcasts that we liked very recently today. And you brought up a name and I did not hear them. I've not heard of them.
Oh, that's so retrograde.
The one I've heard of that I really liked was My Favorite Murder.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I just heard about them.
I got to be honest with you. It's cool. It's cool and where you can see podcasts going. Now we're at the ground floor, so we're going to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But like what they're doing is really cool. It's like an event podcast. So what they do is they hang out for like 30 minutes and then they tell each other their favorite murder they've ever heard of. And it's so cool. It really is cool.
Hmm.
You have a favorite murder? I don't know if I have
Will. Yeah. Okay, if I said to you, tell me about your favorite murder.
I think most people do and they don't realize it. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's a really great podcast. And look, I would love to shit on something that's not good.
Yeah.
I would love that more than anything. It's good. It's really good. Like, you can't shit on it.
Okay, my favorite murder is Dick and Perry. And I don't know their last names, but it's the In Cold Blood.
I'm going to call her right now. Let's call him right now.
I feel like...
In Cold Blood, which was a movie with...
Was it a made-for-TV, like a Lifetime thing you watched?
No. It was a Hollywood movie with Robert Blake played one of the murderers. And I forget the other gentleman who played the other guy.
I just watched the Natalie Wood documentary.
But Truman Capote wrote the book about In Cold Blood, and it's about the Clutter family, a Nebraska farm family. And
Hold on one sec. I'm calling them My Favorite Murder right now.
Do you call them regularly?
No, I've never actually met them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, why not, right?
Ask them what the cash song is.
Georgia. What's her name? Her name's Georgia. I only know that because
Have you been my on daughter's show yet?
No, I've never been on their show. I like their podcast, though.
You know, they might not answer.
They may not. I'll leave a message. Georgia Hardswick, I think her name is. My daughter's name is Georgia, so when I got the text message, I was like, Georgia's been murdered?
Oh, jeez. They asked you to be on the show?
No.
Oh.
Hey, it's Georgia. Leave me a message Georgia and I'll call you back. Bye.
Yeah.
Beep.
Hey, Georgia. It's Bert Kreischer. I'm recording this for Chick McGee's podcast in Indianapolis. Big fan of your podcast. I'm drunk, by the way. So, but we're talking about your podcast, and we'd love if you get a second to call us back and talk about great podcasts that we've just newly discovered. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good. That's great.
My number should be on your caller ID. I hope everything's good. By the way, big fan. Does that sound – well, all right. I love you. All right. That was too much.
No, that's fine.
All right. I just called her. Georgia Hardstank.
Hardstank.
Hardstark.
Hardstank.
Hardstank would be
– Hardstank. So we'll see if she calls back.
Maybe she's busy.
Oh, maybe she is.
Maybe.
You know what? She's got a life. She's cute.
Yeah.
I'm a four. Are we wrapping this up?
Are you being called? Or is it me?
It's not me.
Are you printing something?
Jesus, it's me.
I was going to say, it's not me. Yeah.
You're printing?
Santa Ana, California.
Oh, it's Georgia. Hearts
die. The school's calling you.
You gave him my number?
No, I did. I did not.
Bert, the only way I'm going to be able to get drunk again is if I go sleep this off. So I think I'm going to go do that.
Sleep it off. I'm going to stop by a Qdoba.
Oh, there you go.
Qdoba. Qdoba.
Oh, I meant the one that's made out of wood and clay. Qdoba.
Is that from?
Adobe. From Pee Wee.
Is this our outro? Do we have any ads we have to do?
Do you know this one? No, no ads.
This is an extra.
Is this Blue Oyster Cult?
Yeah.
Why didn't you pick the one I wanted to hear?
You did tell me.
One of our favorite guests, despite what you're listening to right now.
I played the first one.
One of our favorite guests was and always will be Bert Kreischer.
It's, hold on. This podcast isn't over. Don't leave. This is when it gets good. Blue Oyster Cult. I am hammered right now.
This is his third appearance on a... Podcast with us.
We all went to go see a stand-up last night, minus Jason.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It was great.
Oh, very great.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult. Is it? We already played Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yep.
Hey, right, who opened for you last night?
I don't know.
Burning for You. How about that one?
That's the one. That's one.
Burning for You.
That's the one. Chick. God damn it. You fucking killed it. Oh,
Guys,
I'll take it from here, okay?
That's Jess. That's Jeff. This is Bert Kreischer. I'm Chick McGee on the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One.
This show's not over, everybody. We're going to walk you through this.
This is Bert Kreischer closing it out.
Oh, shit. We're in a Camaro right now.
Everybody. Home in
the valley. Oh, you're driving through the hills? Smoking a cigarette. You know, cancer's not bad yet. Oh, that's right. I got a cocktail, too. You can drink and drive back then. Oh, right now we're pulling up Laurel Canyon. We're doing those three curves that are back to back to back, and there's a guy that cut us off in front, and you're kind of pissed, but you're like, you know what? I'm not worth that. I'm better than that. And you take a left on Mulholland Drive. Here we go. Oh, shit, bitch! Burn out the night! Oh, fuck yeah! Overlooking Hollywood Hills. Acid just kicked in. Oh, shit. Acid. This is why I need you in my life. We have cats. We have dogs. Lizards. I'm burning for you. Oh, shit. Doesn't this make you feel alive?
Yes.
I'm burning for you. I love that he goes right back to regular right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everyone with me? Are we cool? Here we go.
Time is the essence.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Time is the season.
Time for B-sides.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast. But just let... Can you play the whole song?
No.
Nope? All right.
No, legally.
Everyone, good night. Goodbye. I love you.
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.